Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Here we do it bigger, we do it better, we do it longer, and out of necessity, we'll do it louder than anyone out here. So relax. Here's your host, Hushmo Black.
Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. We're so happy to be with you this evening out in cyberspace. We've been away for a week. Well, at least our last show was out on the road. We're back in the city this evening, back in the ATL, y'all. Hey, it's just like another world, y'all. It looked like we traveled from North America to Australia, temperature-wise. We was up in OHT in Akron, Ohio last week. They had a great time despite the weather there. And I just want to thank everyone in Akron, Ohio, for their hospitality. We really enjoyed ourselves. The Hushmo Black Forum was on the road there. I told you we're going to be traveling this year, y'all. Don't be surprised where you might find us at. But we are back home. We are back home this evening. No doubt. We are back in the ATL, just so happy to be home, though, y'all. It's about 7 o'clock here in the ATL, about 60-something degrees here. I don't even know what the temperature is, y'all, but got up to almost 70 degrees today here in Atlanta. I don't know what's wrong with the weather here. It appears to be a little warm for me for January, y'all. I don't mind the warm weather. I just hate to see the temperature changing so drastically here in January there. You know, this is, the old folks used to say, this is pneumonia weather. Well, I tell you what, that weather up in Ohio really did take something out of the Hushmo, y'all. Oh, yeah. I don't know if my immune system was a little weak up there or what, but I'm still trying to get over I guess flu-like symptoms. I won't say flu, but certainly had some flu-like symptoms that my body was not able to deal with there in Ohio. Or at least getting back here took me a while. It took me a few days to get back right. But you got us here tonight, and we're going to move forward. Got an exciting show for you this evening, y'all. Still following current events is what we do out in the Hushmo Black Forum, forum here, y'all. Y'all know we our motto, to do it bigger, to do it better, to do it longer, and out of necessity, sometimes we'll do it louder. We don't like to go there. We like to keep everything on a even keel. But out of necessity, sometimes we'll raise the volume. This political season, yeah. Calls for it, look like. So we're gonna keep up with the times, y'all. We got to. We ain't got no choice. to raise the volume a little bit, but we're gonna do as others do. Oh yeah, they raise their voice. We're gonna raise ours out here. That's what we do, y'all. What we do out here in the Hushmo Black Forum. Oh yeah, we cipher. I like to say cipher. We like that Rosetta Stone, yeah. We try to make sense of things that just don't make no sense. To the grassroots that we advocate for, we advocate on behalf of Americans of African descent, by the way. Not because we don't love everybody. We do love everybody. It's just that we are part of that community, and by extension, we find ourselves advocating on their behalf. So we want to let you know that's what we do. Advocating for justice, social justice, if you will. About 7:05 here in the ATL, y'all. Yeah. Once again, welcome. We got a powerful show for you this evening, as always. Talking about the political race that's going on here. The Republican presidential primaries and things like that. They've had three of those things so far and got three different winners. Rick Santorum won Iowa. Well, it was a tie, but they gave it. Hey, after the fact, they went back and recounted the votes, and looked like he beat Mitt Romney by some 30-some votes. too close to call, y'all. But you will say they got three different winners, Rick Santorum in Iowa, Mitt Romney in New Hampshire, and here Newt Gingrich in South Carolina, if you can believe that. I mean, who would vote for Newt? I don't know. There's somebody for everybody, y'all. As the old saying goes, there is somebody for everybody. but Newt Gingrich, can you believe that? He won that South Carolina primary, y'all. Had a big head of steam going into Florida. Florida comes up, next week, Tuesday, the Florida primary. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think Newt, Florida being a much more liberal state than that conservative place up there in South Carolina, he's going to have a much harder time winning that state. And already with Mitt Romney's money and political organization, Newt's momentum has been curtailed there in Florida. Anyway, just find it so amazing that in 4 years, the best that the Republican could do in terms of candidates is Mitt Romney, who's been running for president, y'all, for 8-9 years. And Mitt and Newt Gingrich. Oh, wow. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, who was ran out of the House of Representatives by his own party, fined some $300,000 for some kind of ethical violation. And now this guy's... within shouting distance of getting the Republican nomination for president, to run for president anyway, to be the presidential nominee of the Republican Party, he's within shouting distance. It's almost unbelievable to me that anyone would vote for Newt, but. I would say stranger things has happened, but I find it hard to place my finger on just when that stranger thing was here, to be honest, y'all. This is quite amazing here. We, January 28th, y'all, this month is gone. Oh, yeah, Black History Month next week, y'all. Our first show of Black History Month. We're going to plan something special for next Saturday. Not only is it the first Saturday of Black History Month, but it's also the Hushmo's birthday. Oh, yeah, y'all, we have one. hey, we're getting on up there, y'all. Oh, no doubt. So we're gonna have a birthday cake. Here in the studio. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a birthday cake here. Somebody's bringing us a birthday cake or baking it or something. I got something on the email here. So we're going to have a big birthday get-together next week, February the 4th, first show of Black History Month. Plus, we'll have some other goodies for you. Celebrating our anniversary. We got started last year during Black History Month with our first official show out here, the Hushmore Black Forum, although we've been out here on Blog Talk for some 4 years now, since 2008, but the Hushmore Black Forum officially got started last February. Oh, yeah. So we're excited about it. Great medium, by the way, too, Blog Talk Radio, y'all. I urge everybody who want to get out and express their opinions and share it with a large audience inexpensively. Blog Talk Radio is ideal. It's an ideal venue for that. We got a call in here at Blog Talk, 310-742-1899. If you want to get in on the conversation, y'all, we don't take many calls, but we will get you on the air and see what you're talking about. If you hear something you like, hear something you dislike, give us a ring, 310-742-1899. That's our call-in number. The economy looked like it's picking up, y'all, to the chagrin of the Republicans, no doubt. The economy grew at 2.8%, almost 3% last quarter, y'all, fastest that has grown in since 2010. Well, I guess since the first quarter of 2010, the report says here, which is fantastic news, y'all. I felt at the beginning of the year that the economy is improving. I believe it's going to continue to improve at a faster rate than that over the next few months. And I'm thinking by November that unemployment thing is going to be down around 7.5, y'all. Oh, yeah. Or lower. I mean, I think we got a boom. I think we got a boom in, at some point. That's going to come up and shock some people before November. Just got a gut feeling. It's just too much money being hoarded. Knowing this system like I think I do, I contend that there's just no way they could continue to sit on that money. For one thing, they have to worry about the big companies in this country have to worry about competition throughout the world. Now, this is a global economy, a global competition in every aspect of it. So they can't just sit on that money. They have got to start to reinvest in R&D. They have got to start reinvesting and putting out new products to the marketplace to maintain market share, if nothing else. It's a worldwide market share, that is. You know, we contend that if they don't, they're going to be they're going to find themselves looking up at some new leaders around the world that. And I don't think they want to do that. I'm almost sure the powers that be here in this country is going to start spending that money and start hiring people and start producing products for the world market again here pretty soon, too, because we've been in this recession, or the recession started back in 2007. So you're talking about going on 5 years, y'all. This is the longest recession we've ever had. This is the longest recession we've ever had that I can remember. And so I got a feeling it's coming to an end. And that thing has been prolonged in part by Do Nothing Congress. Yes, it's been prolonged in part by a Do Nothing Congress who is dead set on destroying the president. It's as simple as that, yeah. A do-nothing Congress who's dead set on destroying the president of that Republican Party, y'all. A certain portion of it. I mean, the radical right of it, the 20% right wing of it, who's driving that thing now, is dead set on destroying the president. But I think, I'm pretty sure that attempt has been weathered. Oh yeah, it's been weathered, y'all. The man's working too hard. He is working too. This president is working way too hard for them to succeed in that. Thank God. And with our help, no doubt he desperately needs everybody's help in this endeavor, y'all, to get reelected. He deserves a second chance, a second term. The hardest working president I've seen in my 66 years. Hey, we don't want to date ourselves, y'all. But when the Hushmobile was born, FDR was president. And we've been following them ever since, y'all, from Truman to Obama. Oh, yeah, from Truman to Obama, y'all. FDR died here a couple of months after I was born, y'all, in 1945. He passed away a couple of months thereafter and left that thing to Truman. Truman had to bring that war to an end. Oh, he did. He did. Dropped a couple of nuclear bombs there. But, hey, war is hell, y'all. The war is hell. That thing's over there in Iraq, y'all. Our troops are home. Thank God. Our troops are home. Somebody seen the other day, some clip came down where France, Sarkozy, what's that guy's name over there in France? Him and Afghanistan requested that NATO turn that country back over to them sometime in 2013, y'all, almost a year ahead of the planned schedule. So I don't know. We want to get our troops out of there, although we want to leave that place in some kind of functional state, which is, it ain't been functioning in hundreds of years. I don't I don't know how we could have such high expectations, but hopefully we can get our troops out of there, our young men and women out of that place here within the next few months. bring them home. Got the Hushmo Black Forum here, y'all. Welcome again. It's about 19 after 7 here in ATL. We just rambling on as we often do out here when we get started, y'all. We don't know how to bring it to a smooth ending. We have planned on, like I said, we was in Ohio last week, and I was just telling you that flu thing. I don't know if my immune system was not quite up to par for that weather and the temperature change going from 60 here in Atlanta to, I don't know, some crazy temperature up there in Ohio, that our body wasn't quite, our immune system wasn't quite up to it. And we just now coming back around to 100% here. Now that we've got back into ATL, some 70 degrees here today. So we feeling much better about it. We still got a little hoarseness in our voice, but we're going to work through it this evening. So we were before we headed up there. We were all involved, of course. The King Weekend, the celebrations here in Atlanta was fantastic. Just had some dynamite activities going on here in the city. Got a couple of cuts on from a speaker, a couple of speakers down at the King Center, their festivities here. I want you to hear. We're going to be playing a couple of them for you this evening for those of you who didn't have a chance to watch that thing. It was in the middle of the day. It was on TV on the 16th. So we didn't get a chance up, while we were out of town last week to share that with you. But here this evening, we're going to do that before we get off here tonight. Just a fantastic time I was had here in the ATL celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. We're going to take a quick break here, y'all. It's about 21 minutes after 7 here, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we're going to share a couple of those clips with you for those of you who didn't hear that. So just hang in there. We'll be right back here.
Advocating on your behalf, you're listening to the Hushmore Black Forum. Tell your friends about us. Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in cyberspace.
Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. good evening. Here in ATL, we've been having some almost spring-like weather, yeah. Almost spring-like weather here. It's been raining, a little wet, but I mean, today was just beautiful. I was out in the yard kicking it around, and just a gorgeous day out there here in ATL, and just looking more and more like spring. And it's still the first month of winter, y'all. we should be the weather should be a little cooler, y'all. We're not gonna complain, other than draw attention to the fact that it's kind of unusual for this time of year. We are going to play a clip for you from some of the King festivities here in Atlanta that you may not have got a chance to see on King's on the King's holiday, which the 16th we was checking out different venues here around town there. We picked up on this one particular one that was taking place at the King Center. Just a host of great, great speakers. They had on that venue there. One of them being Miss Sharon Rose. I'm not so sure where she's from. I think she's the vice president of Hyundai Motors North America. Her it says here on her write up. Miss Sharon Rose was paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. I wanted y'all to take a look at it. Just a powerful, powerful speaker, and hopefully you'll enjoy it, record it, and pass it around, y'all, if you care to do so, because I think it's well worth it to share it with the audience there. Once again, this is Miss Sharon Rose, and we're going to play a take from her her tribute to Dr. King. So y'all sit back and listen up at this powerful speaker, y'all.
You someday for this hour, for this minute. Gentle ladies, gentle men, protocol having already been established, I'll simply say good morning. My soul is happy.
Sharon Rose.
Of the nation, I would rather call attention, if you will, to the spirit of Miss Coretta Scott He's been better to us than we've been to each other. Dr. King once said that life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Well, let us answer that question by starting today to renew our efforts as we move toward the future by being of service to our neighbors and in our communities. Let us answer that question today by reviewing our challenges and our opportunities that beckon us to new horizons. As we reflect upon the life and legacy of Dr. King, starting today, we must decide to set some new priorities individually and collectively. Each of us, all of us from all walks of life, must work together to provide solutions to the most pressing national problems of the common good. We pause today to pay tribute to the legacy of Dr. King and how his dream and vision changed the world. This National Day of Recognition has been set aside to do something for others. And as we seek to serve, we should also take an opportunity to internalize and to appreciate the true measure of such a revolutionary prophet and a servant of God. I think that the best way that we can honor the spirit of Dr. King is to commit ourselves to revitalizing, revamping, reassessing, repositioning, and renewing who we are. Let us commit to rediscovering lost values. Let us teach the children about the beauty of his thoughts that he shared in his writings. Starting today, let us reaffirm that we will teach children that character does matter, that integrity and principles are not negotiable. We have an obligation to continue the work of the movement and to practice his teachings for the sake of future generations. Let us today make the decision to rededicate ourselves to causes that are just. Imagine what our communities, our cities, our state, our nation, and this world would be like if individually and collectively we would share in the belief that we all have a responsibility of making this world a better place before our time here is up. Dr. King referenced having been to the mountaintop, looking over and seeing the promised land. Now, obviously, the book of Exodus and the leadership of Moses comes to mind. The Greek meaning of Exodus means to go out. Moses appeared before Pharaoh demanding that he let God's people go. Moses led the people out of Egypt from memories of past hardships to the wilderness and through Joshua to the promised land in exchange for his faithfulness, thus establishing a life of community and the guidelines for sustaining it. Dr. King stood before institutions and organizations and governments stating the case of civil rights for people of color, for those who were oppressed, and for those in poverty. He indicated the night before his assassination that he might not get to the promised land with us, but he was confident that we as a people would get to the promised land. In celebration of the birth of Christ, we do as the African-American spiritual written by John Wesley Works tells us to do, and that is to go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Well, I'm suggesting to you today that in celebration of Dr. King's birthday and in recognition that this is a day on and not a day off, that we too go to the mountain and tell it that the dream will not be deferred. Go and tell it on the mountain that they may have killed the dreamer, but they did not kill the dream. Go and tell it. Go and tell it on the mountain that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain that we will not allow our votes to be suppressed. Go and tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Monument in Washington, D.C. stands as a testament to his legacy of his work, and it will stand as a testament until the sun grows cold. Go!
Hey, that was Miss Sharon Rose, y'all. Just a sample of some of the great speakers in town celebrating Dr. King's holiday on the 16th of this month. Yeah, just a powerful speaker there, Miss Sharon. She was challenging us out here in the grassroots, y'all, to rededicate ourselves to get involved in the struggle, to pick that cross up and carry it in whatever way we can. We've got to become involved. The grassroots got to become more involved for our own survival, for our own interests, for our own survival. We have got, the grassroots have got to get more involved in what's going on in the country, no doubt. And that's what we do out here on the Hushmo Black Forum, y'all. We try to provide a platform for the grassroots to get involved, to at the very least voice their concerns, their opinions, their hopes and aspirations, if you will. You know, the best we can. We're just one place in many that that can be done. We're out here on Blog Talk and cyberspace. Just a great a venue for sharing information. We got a call in, too, on the Hushmo Black Forum, y'all, by the way, 310-742-1899. If y'all want to get in, got something to say that you think is important, let us know. We'll get you out here. Hushmo Black Forum, y'all, it's about 39 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah, it's 20 minutes to 8, too, y'all, same. You got me the Hushmo here. We slowly get back into it, y'all. Got the peanut gallery in the background here trying to star some stuff here. We ain't going to let them do it tonight. No, we're going to keep them at bay best we can. You know that grassroots, the peanut gallery can get out of hand sometimes. But we're just so happy to be out here with you all. Current events that affect our community. And that's just about everything that that go on in the world, especially here in this country. It affects us. Right now, it is the economy. And that thing is starting to turn around, y'all. We think it's going to keep going and get stronger and stronger as the year go on here. I think we did mention Some of the things that did we tell y'all? The Super Bowl is coming up next Sunday, y'all. hey, we all over here now. But the Super Bowl, New England, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants, y'all. We cover sports too. We do a little bit all. But we ain't got no dog in that hunt, so we ain't got no favorite. But if I was a betting man, I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady, y'all. Eli Manning's been playing some great, great football here, but I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady in that game, y'all. Oh, yeah. We It's a couple of interesting games here last weekend. I mean, just crazy games that went right down to the wire there, especially that New Orleans. Not the New Orleans, but the Giants and the 49ers. 49ers had every right to win that game. And in fact, that's who we were going with, the 49ers, but that didn't happen. Somehow New York won that thing in overtime, I believe. And overtime is some crazy stuff like that. But all those games was great, great games, and anyone could have won them. New England and New York did. And that's our Super Bowl matchup. And we want to congratulate both of those teams and their fans. And like I said, we ain't got no dog in that hunt. But if we was placing any money down on that game, it would have to be on the New England Patriots, and it wouldn't be that much. Hey, that thing is too close, y'all. Too close to call. Right now, anyway. So that's about it as far as sports go. What else is going on? Australian Open, Serena got knocked out in the fourth round. That kind of ended my interest in the Australian Open, although I do like the final matchup coming up this morning, well, Sunday morning, some 4 o'clock, well, Australian time. It's 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here, so you got Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal, y'all. It's going to be a great, great final. Now, I'll watch that. Oh, yeah, the husband's going to watch that, y'all. We might have to tape it and do a rewatch of it. I doubt if we'd be up at 4 a.m. looking at it. Although we might. We might. You never know. But that's going to be a great, great matchup. Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal, y'all. The finals of the Australian Open. Azarenka beat up on the Maria Sharapova. In the latest final, y'all. Beat Maria like she stole something. 6-3, 6-0, I believe. Was it 6-3, 6-0 or 6-3, 6-1? I don't know, but she put her foot on her throat and didn't let up. Sharapova's, she's been going downhill since she got all that money, y'all. I'm just calling it like it is, y'all. She's been going downhill since Nike gave her that $70 million for... I don't know. I guess her looks. I mean, she's a pretty decent tennis player, too. But was she worth $70 million? I don't know. Yeah, if you can get it, I guess you're worth that. But she's been going downhill since then. Money tends to relax you. You're not quite as... you're not quite as hungry. And that appears to have happened with... Miss Sharapova there since that time, although she did have some injuries and this and that and the other, but yeah. We just rambling on, y'all. That's about going to do it for sports for us. I don't know if there's anything else going on in the sporting world. My Hawks, they looking fairly well. They about a half game out of first place in the in our division. What is that, the Central or the, well, I guess the Central or East. We are a half game behind the Miami Heat, y'all. Long we stay right there, we're doing all right. We got a fairly decent team. Still missing a big man in the middle there, but we're doing all right. Baseball season is getting ready to come around. See what Prince Fielder is saying with the Detroit Tigers there for some $220 million, huh? Wow. The Prince done got paid. The Prince done got paid, yo. Cecil, I don't know if they speaking or not. Cecil, is Cecil speaking to me? Hey, you better get my ring. You better call him up. Son, how you doing? Hey, I'm just saying, y'all. $220 million, that's a lot of loot, y'all, for 9 years. Wow. I think that I made that made up in some kind of way, y'all, but I don't know. I certainly, yeah. So baseball season is coming up here. A couple of 3 weeks, yeah, spring training. Wow, this year's moving right along, y'all. 2012 is off and running, y'all. Wow. We're trying to keep up, though. Out here on the Hushmore Black Forum, we are trying to keep up. Cypher 11. We've got somebody out there listening, holding. We'll try to get to them. Y'all hold on out there, Cypher 11. We'll get you on here in a few. Got the Hushmore Black Forum here, y'all. Just rambling on as we often do. On the Hushmore Black Forum, we coming up on 8:10, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break, a quick pause for the calls here, y'all. Go out here and see what Cypher 11 is talking about. But we're gonna take a quick break anyway for the calls, y'all. Try to pay some bills here. I won't. Y'all, hang in there. We'll be right back.
Advocating on your behalf, you're listening to the Hushmore Black Forum. Tell your friends about us, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., right here in cyberspace.
Welcome.
The Hushmo Black Forum, y'all, coming to you in living color from the ATL, y'all, out here in cyberspace. Welcome again to the show. We had somebody out there, Cypher 11. He was ranting on about something. We never did get him on in the screening room. Had some static in the background, something about some 3-inch wet willy, whatever. I don't know, y'all. Hey. Hey, call back in. Just get in where you fit in if you want to talk to the Hushmo. We'll get you on. You got me, y'all. Welcome back again to the Hushmo Black Forum. You got me driving the stream tonight, the Hushmo. Trying to make sense of things that just don't make no sense, y'all. And this covering the political race in the Republican Party. Out here as best we can. I mean, it's not much of a race. You got Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, those two front runners, if you want to call them that. It's more of a dog and pony show more than anything else that we can see. But we're going to keep up with it, y'all. It's important to our community and to the country, y'all, this next political season. So we're going to be covering that thing every step of the way, y'all. Trying to break it down for the grassroots in our community. That's what we do out here. Oh, yeah, that's what we do. We're like that Rosetta Stone, yeah, trying to make sense of things coming down from the top and things coming from the grassroots, pushing it up from the grassroots, yeah. We wanted to say for that for the powers that be, let them know just what we are. Going through down here in our community with unemployment some 50% and so certain segments of our community. We've got a lot of issues that needs to be addressed, and we want to make sure that we're heard and the powers of be are paying attention to us. We just so happen to be with you this evening. It's about coming up on 8 o'clock, y'all. About 3 minutes to 8 here in the ATL. Beautiful day in the city, too, y'all. It's about, I guess it was almost 70 degrees here today. And looked like it's going to be that way for, looks like it's going to be that way for the next. The next week here, every day is going to be in the mid-60s here. Wow. I don't know. It's January, y'all. Seems like to me it's a little warm for this time of year, but we'll take it. Looks like we're going to be able to get some golf in next week. Oh, yeah. We play golf down here year-round, y'all, in the ATL. We do. And next week looks like it's going to be an ideal week for us out on the old course, hitting that little white ball around. Yeah. We wanted to look at a couple of things. We've got a couple of local things going on here in Georgia that's important to us. One of them being the 60th Congressional District here in Georgia. Got a couple of people running for that thing. We want to kind of give a shout out to those folks who's running in that thing. Going to turn to stay neutral. We're going to be like Jeb Bush in that. Republican presidential race. He's staying neutral, so he says, and that thing. We're going to stay neutral, and we know a couple of the folks that's running, so we're going to stay neutral in that congressional race here in Georgia. That's a state race, y'all, not just a state congressional race, 60th district here. We're going to just stay neutral on that thing. We did want to mention it, though, urge you all to get out and check the candidates out and vote for the one of your choice. They're equally qualified as far as I can see. So I want you to do that. What else we got going on here in the ATL, y'all, around Georgia? So much is going on. Some arrest made in Utah school bomb plot. What's going on with that? Hey, Hirschman, where you at here? Hey, we all over, y'all. We way out in Utah. We was looking at wow. We are in Utah. We cover the world. We cover the world, y'all. We ain't just. Just looking at that the accident over there in the Mediterranean where the cruise ship sunk. See where the cruise line is offering each passenger that wasn't injured, some $14,000, y'all, to cover lost luggage, it says here. Trauma of it. I don't know if $14,000 would do that or not. It might cover the luggage, but the traumatic experience, I can't imagine $14,000 would cover anywhere near that. But that's what they're offering. I guess that's a starting shot, a preemptive shot across the bows before that thing wind up in court, y'all. Which is where I'm sure it's going. $14,000 ain't going to do it, y'all. Oh, no. I don't think that's going to do it. I bet it's a starting point. I'm still amazed that the that captain's not in jail. That guy, is he still out? Anybody know? Yeah, they brought him back in, but I think he got back out again. I think he's out, but that guy, I don't know, it just came out of some kind of correspondence school or not. I'm almost sure that guy wasn't in no kind of service. Not the way he acted. Not the way he conducted himself, in that thing. Wow. He was the first one off the ship. Somebody say he fell, just happened to fall into a lifeboat. He stumbled and fell off ship. That's how he got off ship, y'all. He didn't leave on his own free will. That's his story now. This is his story, y'all. He said he fell. I'm going to take him at his word. Certainly a convenient fall, because he fell into a lifeboat. I don't know. We moving right along, y'all. On the Hushmore Black Forum here. We It's kind of interesting take here on the campaign 2012 here. Fact checking the candidate at the AJC Truthometer. It says here, it's got a local newspaper here, y'all. They kind of check out the facts of what the candidates are saying. You know, they'll say anything to get elected, no doubt. A politician will. But then this little thing here, try to go and do a little research and see if what they saying anyway corresponds to the facts. In about 50% of the time, of course, it don't. Not surprising. Mitt Romney's wealth in the background. George Romney. Now I forget this, but George Mitt Romney's father, George Romney, he was head of American Motors. That's where he got his money from. Yeah, he was head of American Motors there, y'all, in Detroit. Three-time governor of Michigan. Those two things never came together for me. George, I remember when he was governor of Michigan. Yeah, George Romney. I remember when he was governor of Michigan, but I don't remember him heading up American Motors. But apparently that's where he came from. That's where he got his money from. Something about this is, the family provided an endowment in 1980 within a few years of George Romney's death. So, in Romney's own words, he did inherit some funds from his dead, but he gave them away. Yeah, he did get money from his father, no doubt, y'all. I don't know. That's not even worth it. That's not even worth looking at. I don't care where the man got his money from. That's more power to him. I do care about the fairness in the tax system, no doubt. I think if a person makes $20,000, pay whatever percentage of the tax he pay if you're paying 25% income tax. Anybody making more than that, yeah, certainly should be paying as much as the lowest of our citizens pay. That's just common sense. If you're a millionaire, no doubt you should be paying at least as much as a person making 50, I believe. I don't think it should be loopholes that allow millionaires to somehow pay less than the guy making $50,000, unless the same loopholes are there for him. I don't see how that could be. Not the case. In today's environment, especially, it's what the president is arguing about. The fairness in the system, the fairness in the tax code. It's important that everybody chip in these trying times, y'all, when the country so desperately needs financial help, revenues from everybody to get the deficit under control, to get the economy back moving again. Everybody need to chip in. And then Bill Gates did come on this week in support of the president, stating that the rich need to pay their fair share. It has nothing to do with no class warfare. That's crazy. Just common sense, y'all. Everybody should be paying their fair share into solving our economic problem. We coming up on 10 minutes after 8, y'all, the ATL. We moving right along here. Saturday evening, January 28th. Last weekend in January, y'all, it's our last show in January here. Black History Month coming up next week. Our first show, also our birthday, y'all. Oh yeah. The Hushmore's birthday is next week, February the 4th. We're an Aquarian, though. At least that's what I thought I was when I was born in 1945. But now that somehow science have discovered that the universe has been expanding, y'all, and have expanded over the last 2,500 years since they first mapped the skies and those constellations. And to determine now that on February the 4th, the sun is in a whole new constellation, y'all. A new constellation that they hadn't mapped before. It's not in the constellation Aquarius. It's somewhere else, y'all, because of the expansion of the universe and the fact that it's speeding up. We now have some 13... constellations that the sun travels through throughout the course of the year instead of the 12. So we got a new constellation here, y'all. We're still gonna call ourselves an Aquarian, y'all, until we we're still gonna call ourselves an Aquarian. The water bearer is what we are. That's Aquarian. So we're going to stay with that. But, yeah, something that I think the Hubble's telescope has something to do with that. That thing is able to map the skies a lot better. Although, those folks 2,500 years ago, y'all, they knew something. Oh, yeah, they knew something, no doubt. They had that thing pinned down to an exact science, just about. So, oh, yeah, we ain't going to... Those folks know something, y'all. They knew something. But this is the age of Aquarian right now. I mean, it's from the 19th of January until the 18th of February, I believe, is the day designated for Aquarians. Yeah. So we read at the beginning of the age of Aquarius, y'all. Welcome all you Aquarians out there to our time. Yeah. We trying to trying to put our foot on what's going on here with one quick thing here. So the president is trying to tackle the student debt and says Fed aims to curb tuition hikes. I don't know, trying to bring down the cost of going to college, y'all. Well, that price of the college, price of going to college is soaring, y'all. Yeah, and it's, yeah, we need to get that under control because we desperately need to educate more of our young people to compete in this global marketplace. We have to educate our young people. It's vital that they be properly educated for this new age. In line with that is, of course, the cost. We think everybody should be provided a college education for free. That's me. We think everybody should be provided a college education for free in this country. Oh, yeah, we could substitute some of the social programs, as they say, or whatever, for such a scheme, and I think it would benefit us greatly if we could somehow trade those things off for a free college education. At least the first 4 years of college, we think should be. I think California had some program like that some years ago where, at the very least, junior college was paid for. A two-year junior college was all paid for. Which is a great idea, I thought. I mean, it still is. And we need that type of program nationwide for our people. Yeah, we I think we rank something like I don't know where we rank in terms of math, but we were way down the line there. When it comes to graduating engineers and scientists and the like, although we got some of the best schools in the world, and a lot of foreign students come here to get educated in science and mathematics. Yet we rank at the bottom in graduating students in those disciplines. Which don't make no sense to me. That makes no sense to me at all. We have to, in our community, we need to push our young folks into the sciences, math, and the likes from a very early age. From an early age, we need to start getting our kids, our young kids, involved in math and languages. Foreign language. I think every school system, the one in Atlanta especially, they need to start a foreign language class from the kindergarten. They need to set up a foreign language class in kindergarten and take it forward through high school, along with math. They need to start teaching math at an advanced level in elementary school and carry it forward through high school. Start that at an early age. Start advanced math classes at an early age where kids are much more receptive to learning. And I think it would benefit us tremendously. Our community and the parents need to get involved in that initiative so that we can compete compete with the rest of the world in those disciplines. Y'all. We can't be, we got to keep up. We've got to keep up with the rest of the world now that we are competing on a global, in a global environment. certainly we got the resources here in this country to do it. If we only would make that commitment. And right now, with the do-nothing Congress that we have in place, we're having a tough time trying to get anything done up there out of the government, yeah. And people say, oh, no, let's get the government out of our lives. No, we don't want to do that, y'all. I'm one here to tell you we don't want to do that. We can't get the government out of our lives because you got we tried that before. Y'all don't know. Oh, yeah, we tried that before, y'all. Under that, what was that thing they had, the Articles of Confederation? Y'all remember that? The Articles of Confederation? Hey. Yeah, we tried that. We've been down that road before. We don't want to go there no more. That's where Newt Gingrich would take us. Oh, yeah, Newt's a federalist, yeah. He's a big federalist. I call him a Heron Bach imperialist. That's the direct opposite of that secular socialist thing that he's talking about, that the president is. That Heron Bach imperialist is direct opposite of that, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what the Hirschbo Black said. Now we broke that down, that thing down for you, I believe, here a couple of shows ago, y'all. We're going to be touching bases on. Hey, but check my book out. It's in there. The Fulcrum, A Story of Religion, Racism, Hate, and God's Charity is the title. It'll be out shortly, y'all. But check it out. I got it all broke down in there, y'all. It's just an exciting read. Had such an exciting time researching the material for that book, chronicling the life of my great-great-great-grandmother here in Georgia. Oh, yeah, my family go back here in Georgia before that Constitution was written, y'all. So we're indigenous to these United States of America. My family is. We're not immigrants, y'all. We was here before the... We was here before the country was put together, no doubt. Hey. Got the Hushmo Black Forum here, y'all, coming to you live and in living color over Blog Talk Radio, y'all. Can y'all see over see-through cyberspace, y'all? Can y'all see us? Hey. Great, great medium, y'all. How y'all doing out on Facebook? Facebook and Twitter, y'all. We have a great time out there on Facebook. Just it's a great medium for a social media. Kind of get carried away out there. You can find some of everything out there on that Facebook, y'all. Some of it is a little over the top, but I mean, who's to say what's over the top? Hey, I don't know. But it's a great medium, yeah. Yeah. It's 20 minutes after 8, y'all. In the ATL. Just, trying to get through the evening, y'all. Like I said, we're still trying to recover from our last little exposition. Is that it? Exposition? That's what it is. We're on an exposition to the North Country, to OHDN, y'all. It felt like a winter land for sure up there. We got snowed in last weekend, y'all. Got snowed in. About 6 or 7 inches of snow, I believe, fell Friday and Saturday of last week in Akron, Ohio. Anyways, just a beautiful beautiful scenery. The snow is, well, you know, if you don't have to live in it, you know, we love it around the holidays, around Christmas, New Year, things like that. We love the sight of snow, clean, fresh snow. That's beautiful to look at. From inside, looking out the window in front of a fireplace, looking out the window at it. Not so much being out there. Although we ski a little bit too, y'all. Hey, yeah, we used to. We have. We don't. Hey, now we ain't going to the. We ain't going to get it done now. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. But we do love it thank you, y'all. We, for some reason, I don't know why, somebody always want to interrupt. We had a brief interruption there, y'all. Somebody trying to get into... talk to the Hushmo and dial the wrong number. It kind of foul us up there for a brief moment, but we're back live. Oh, yeah, we're back live. We're back live here now on the Hushmo Black Forum. Welcome, y'all, where our motto is to do it bigger, to do it better, to do it longer, and out of necessity. And out of necessity, sometimes we'll do it louder. And like I said, this political season might be one of those times where we have to crank up the volume just to be heard, to participate. Is all we want to do, y'all. We don't. we advocate on behalf of social justice out there on the Hushmo Black Forum, y'all. That's what we do. Advocate on behalf of Americans of African descent, not because we hate anybody. We love everybody, no doubt. We got a no hate sign on our door to our studio here. We love everybody. Want to get that in. We advocate on our fellow Americans of African descent behalf because we're from that the community. And just like the Tea Party is, we're no different. We advocate for our community and proud to do so. I am the Hushmo, driving the train, the westbound number 9, y'all. That's what that's what we're driving out of, the westbound number 9, y'all. Y'all don't know. Oh yeah, we got a train out there trying to keep it on the track. We try to keep that thing on the track, y'all. As it says, it takes 4 people to operate that train, y'all. That's the westbound number 9. There, y'all, pulling out. There, y'all, get out the way when you hear that whistle. That's a sure sign that something's coming down the pike at you. Unless I fell asleep or something like that. It might go off. But that's a sign that something is coming down the track, y'all. Get out the way when you hear that sign. And when you hear that horn. Yeah, that's hey, we're having so much fun, y'all, trying to get back into it. We were out of town last week on the road, y'all. Had a great time. Once again, want to thank the people up in Ohio. They treated us way too well, way too good. We are so appreciative of their hospitality. Out there at Ham's Lounge on South Arlington in Akron, Ohio, y'all. Get out and check them out. Get them a place. Tell them the Hushmo sent you. Ham's Lounge on South Arlington, 1221 South Arlington there in Akron, Ohio, y'all. If y'all in the, out and about, just looking for a nice venue to go to do a little dancing and partying, I recommend it highly. Yeah. Us Barbertonians was there last week having a little reunion of sort. Saw a lot of old friends I hadn't seen in years. Just had a great time with them. Yeah. We're back now, though, y'all, trying to get back acclimated to our home studio. Got to call in, 310-742-1899 as I call in. Somebody tried to call in early on tonight. They called in a couple of times, never could get them hooked up. A bunch of static in the background. Now somebody talking about something. I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'll call back. Cypher-11, you know what that is? I don't know what it is. That's a cypher. That's what we do out here. We cypher. Oh, yeah. We cypher. It's like the Rosetta Stone, y'all. That's where my black forum is. A forum, by the way, is a place to do the people's business. That's what a forum is. The old Romans used to congregate in an open air forum to do the people's business. That's what we do out here in the Hushmo Black Forum. Try to do the business of the grassroots in our community. We got some exciting things coming up here in the next few shows. Like I said, next week, by the way, is our first show in Black History Month, February. How we got that month, I don't know, y'all. Somebody gave it to us. We'll take it. We'll take anything they're giving us. We ain't turning out nothing, y'all. Hey, but we got a whole month of Black History coming up, y'all. Next month, February, the shortest month of the year. Why they give us the shortest month, I don't know. Yeah, hey. So what? Somebody in Peanut Gallery talking about they're always giving us the short end of the stick. Our month is no different. Hey, be thankful. This month got 29 days, y'all. Hey. This month got 29 days this year, February does. So, hey, we got an extra day of Black History, y'all. Hey, I'm just saying, y'all, we don't know how we got that. Now we got this that month of February, but we'll take it. Yeah, the Hushmo's birthday is that month, y'all, so it's an important month, no doubt. Anybody seen any good movies? I don't know. What about this Red Tail? What about Red Tail? A story of the Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah, the courageous bunch of folks, y'all. Our first African American pilots there in World War II. From Tuskegee, Alabama, over there, y'all. They evolved from great story. I don't know about the movie, y'all. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I do know the history. Fascinating story. Y'all get out and see it. Report back on. give us a critique of it. If you will. I mean, whoever, if anybody go out there and see it, give us a critique. Go to HushmoBlack.com. HushmoBlack.com is our website. post a critique of Red Tail, the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. Hey, I don't know what that Red Tail. The tail of the plane was red, y'all. It was painted red. I don't know if that was a... Somebody trying to get them shot down. Was it easy to see that? But the tail of the airplane was painted red. I don't know. The significance of that, I guess, there's a story behind it, yeah. But that's where the name came from, Red Tail. Yeah. The colors of the plane. The tail, anyway. So we haven't had a chance to see it. Y'all get out there and report back. Anybody who... as a movie buff, we don't get to the movies that much. We prefer to read books and stuff like that. We will go to a movie or watch a movie from time to time, but we haven't had a chance to see that. And heard quite a bit about it, but go see it for yourself. Moving right along, y'all. It's about 35 minutes past the hour, 8 o'clock, y'all. January 28th here, Saturday. Boy, this month is just about to get away from us. Yeah, this year is off and running, y'all. Hey, it's off and running. We trying to keep up here. Looks like we're going to have to kick it into second gear to keep up with it all. Wow. See this governor, Jan Brewer, with a finger pointing at the president's face like she, hey, come on, y'all. What would it look like a black lady pointing her finger at a white president? How would that go over? Can you imagine that? Somebody like Maxine Waters, say, pointing her finger in George Bush's face like it, wagging it. How would that go over? How would the newspaper print that thing, y'all? How would they cover it? Hey, I'm just saying, I don't know. It seems, it's just crazy, y'all. I don't know what I would do. Oh, the Hushmo? well, the president did to say finally walked away from her in the middle of a sentence that she was yapping out at him. He turned around and walked off, which I don't blame him. I probably would have. I don't know what I did. I'm not even gonna put myself in his place because I don't know what I would have done. But it did show a lot of disrespect for the president of the United States to have some governor wagging her finger in his face like she's scolding the president for coming to her state. It's crazy. It's just so crazy the disrespect that this president is getting from the establishment here in this country. It is absolutely crazy. hey, what goes around comes around, y'all. Hey, this thing ain't finished yet. But Miss Jan Brewer. She said she didn't mean nothing by it. She just talked with her hand. I don't know if she's deaf and dumb. Somebody, Peanut Garrett, said she must be deaf and dumb. well, she is dumb. she's dumb. I don't know if she's deaf or not, but... she said she talked with her hands, y'all. That's just her means of communication. I'll take her at a word, y'all. I got to tell you. It looked kind of funny to me that this lady would be wagging her finger in the president's face as if he's some five-year-old that she's scolding. Wow. Hey, you think they may not got over it by now, but apparently not. apparently not, yeah. But sooner or later, they will. Hopefully. Trying to... looking at some old news here. Picked up the time, old time. What was this thing come out here? Oh, this is back in July, y'all. This is old news here. End of the world, talking about that scandal that was Rupert Murdoch's and his media empire that was going through. That guy's still standing, y'all. He's still running Fox. Fox still out there acting crazy. The Fox News Network. They didn't close that. that they should have started there. Hey, they should have started with Fox, y'all, and closed that thing down for good. For as much good as it's doing. Anybody watch that? Anybody ever watch that Fox News thing? I don't know. I don't know. I've never watched it. I mean, some of the cast of characters on there, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and just a host of characters talking out of the same, talking from the same script. they got some talking points, y'all, and they follow it to a T. It's unbelievable. And a disgrace. Calling themselves some kind of a news outlet. I don't know what they are. I know they're not about the news, but whatever they are. Got their own little agenda. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, Rupert Murdoch's still going strong, y'all. He closed one newspaper down, probably bought four or five more since then. This is back in July. He probably done bought four or five more news organizations and scandal sheets and the likes since that thing closed. That guy got big money, y'all. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. I was glad to see, I did look at a little of this last debate there, and I was glad to see Wolf Blitzer take it to Newt Gingrich when Newt always tried to turn it on the press, turn the debate into some kind of argument against the press. As if Wolf Blitzer let him know that that wasn't because of anything he said. Wolf Blitzer himself said that was a problem, but a quote that Newt himself made dealing with Mitt Romney and his stances on some issues there. It was Newt's own word that caused the controversy, not the media. And I was glad to see the commentator stand up to Mr. Newt, because he'd gotten to the point where he just, every time a newscaster asked him a question, he'd go off on the press, on the media. And most of them caught kowtowed to his ranting. And I was glad to see a Wolf Blitzer stand up to him and point out to him that it's not the news media that is the problem. It's his own actions that that the news media is covering, and they have every right to. In fact, it's their job to, as journalists, to cover the news and to report on the candidates. And that's what he was doing, and that's what they all been doing, and not let the candidates somehow squirm out of responding to the question. And Wolf Blitzer did an excellent job in that vein of this past debate, I thought. And it was just so refreshing to see somebody stand up to Mr. Gingrich and tell him that, no, it's not the media, it's you. It's you. Is that issue here. And that thing is going to get heavy and heavy. But the Republicans really want this thing over with. They don't want this thing to drag out past June, because they don't have anything to they beat up on each other like. And if I'm the president, I'm just recording all this stuff. I'm not making any new commercials about those jokers. I ain't making nothing. He don't have to make anything. I just record the junk that's coming out now and replay it back. After they get a candidate, I'm replaying everything that all the rest of them said about him. which should be enough to it should be enough to save on production costs. That's for sure. Which is going to be Mitt Romney. I've already concluded, which I did some 8 months ago, that they're only viable candidate, and he's not viable. Is Mitt Romney. it looks like that's going to come to fruition. I don't know why they're spending all this money. I don't know. I mean, when the outcome is so evident, or so apparent, and was apparent at such an early state in this thing. I mean, from the beginning, when they had 10 candidates running, I said it then. Mitt Romney was the only one that was viable. Now they only got two left. Well, they only got two left, really. I mean, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. I mean, Santorum and Ron Paul really is there for show. They're there for third, fourth place. but yeah, it makes the president job a lot easier if this thing just drug on out to June. Maybe they'll have a brokered convention, is it? I think that's what Mr. Ron Paul is trying to get. He said he's going to stay in that thing. He got the money to last. He said he's going to run this thing on out. And, of course, that's what the Democrats are hoping, that he stay in. The Republicans are hoping that he get out and quickly and without running a third a party campaign. Oh, they don't want that. They'd pay him. They'd pay him off if they could. I don't think the guy can be paid off. he liked to, but he's a libertarian or something. What is a libertarian? I don't know. Somewhere between what? I don't know. I don't. I don't even know. But anyway, they somewhere on some issues, they're somewhere left of the Republican right, and I guess somewhere right of the Democratic left. Is that fair to say? would be where you find the libertarian. I don't know. Is that such a? Well, it's not a party. They never won anything, is it? So, is that really a third party or what? I don't think so. Have they ever held any office? Has any libertarian ever ran for anything and won anything in Congress, the Senate, or well, certainly not the presidency, but even Congress? Did Ron Paul run in Texas as a libertarian and win, or did he have to go to the Republican Party? Certainly, he's in the Republican Party now. You know what? We're going to stop classifying the libertarians as a third party until they win something. Yeah, that's not a party. No. It's not a party. They never won anything. I mean, some of the ideas, I can agree with some of their ideas, yeah. But even, Delta Hushmo can agree with it. Those over there who run that Republican Party ain't going to agree with it. Yeah, he's talking about pulling everybody out of Europe, all the military out of Europe, out of Korea, out of Israel. Ron Paul don't want to give nobody nothing. He want to stop all foreign aid, y'all. Let's stop it tomorrow. Now, some of those things have some validity in my mind, but oh no, they're much more, much too extreme for the right over there in that Republican Party, y'all. I mean, even some of it's a little too extreme for me now. Yeah, we can meet on some points, but I mean, for every point that me and Ron Paul agree on, there must be about 50 that we disagree on. No doubt. But he's gonna stay in that thing. I love it. But I do wish he would run a third party. I'll send him some money. I'll send him some donations. If he run a third party, if anybody listens to this show, get it to Ron Paul. Let him know that he can collect some money from the Hushmo Black Forum. If he got out there and run a third party, we'll definitely support his effort. Yes, we will. but I don't know if he could be bought. Yeah, somebody pay him off. Hey, the way as serious as those folks are about getting rid of the president, Ron Paul got out there and tried to run a third party candidacy, somebody probably kill him. Hey, I'm just saying, y'all. Hey, hey, that right wing is serious, y'all. They really want to get rid of the president. If Ron Paul tried to run a third party candidacy, he better watch his back. He better watch his back. Because I don't think that bode well for his health. Oh, no. I'm serious, y'all. I don't think that would go over well, y'all. But coming up on 10 minutes to 9, y'all, we just about got this thing wrapped up for January 28th, y'all. We've had so much fun out here with you tonight. Our first show back from our first road show. And glad to be back in the ATL. Looking forward to Black History Month coming up, February. Our first show next week, 2/4. 2012, y'all, our birthday. It just so happened to be our birthday. So we're going to have a great, great show for you next week. Tune in, same place. Same time, same place, as they say. Coming to you live and living color over Blog Talk Radio, y'all. You can check me out. Check all my shows out on HushmoBlack.com. HushmoBlack.com. Go there. All our shows are archived out there. It's a little Blog Talk Radio player. And if you just scroll down through beneath where the cursor changes colors at, well, just change from light to dark there. All those are shows down there. At the bottom, as the thing go down to the bottom, just put your cursor on it and go down. Click on each. Any one of those, you'll get a different show that will come up to play for you. That's where our archive shows that if you just hit the button straight up, it's going to play the last show. You could also go there and listen to us live as we broadcast. There or go to Facebook. You can follow us from Facebook. You can go to our showroom out on Blog Talk and listen to us. Tell your friends about us, the Hushmo Black Forum, advocating on behalf of Americans of African descent for social justice, for justice, because we're a part of that community. We don't hate anyone. We love everybody. We want to let everybody know that. But by extension, we find ourselves advocating for that community. And God knows we need all the help we can get, all the advocacy groups we can get to help us along. Our situation is dire out here in our community, economic situation. Oh, yeah. Unemployment is crazy in our community. We got to do a better job ourselves. Oh, no doubt. We've got to do a better job of ourselves, of uplifting ourselves out of our the plight that we find ourselves in. And at the same time, demand that the powers of, that be level that road out for us. And all that plays into equal and fair taxation, yeah. Not to mention reparation. Now, we that's what we do. We advocate for reparation out here on the Hushmo Black Forum. That's what I do. everybody does. Not in our community. Everybody does. But that's what I do. That's what I do, the Hushmo Black Forum. That's in my book, every book I write. I am an author, y'all. The Water Boy, The Life and Trials of Jimmy C. Cameron was my first book. The Fulcrum, A Story of Religion, Racism, Hate, and God's Charity is my second book. Each of those books contain a chapter on reparation. On reparation. A whole chapter is dedicated to reparation in those books. And every book I'll ever write will have a chapter on reparation for Americans of African descent, because it's owed to them, owed to us, for 14th Amendment rights violations. Oh, absolutely. From 1865 to 1954, they took away our 14th Amendment rights, y'all, deprived us economically. In so many other ways, because of those violations, yeah. Yeah. And it is why that disparity, wealth disparity is so great in our community today, is because of those violations, yeah. And that's what we try to point out. We point that out in our writings, and we will continue to do that. And at the same time, we have got to do everything in our power on our own to do a better job of educating our young folks, do a better job of raising our young folks to work harder, work smarter, to become more engaged in the the conversation, and just from A to Z, we got to improve on all of it, all aspects of what we do in our community. We've got to improve and work hard at it to move ahead, to get ahead. That's what we believe here. And so we will continue to advocate for we're going to bring this thing to a close, y'all. It's about 2 minutes till. It's been so much fun being with you out here on cyberspace, out here in cyberspace on Blog Talk Radio this evening. Until next week, we wish you happy travels. And until then, we shall leave this thing with you, y'all. We're going to bid you all a farewell until we see you again. Who was that? Was that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans? Hey, y'all, until next week, we'll see you here. Ciao.
The Hushmo Black Forum, advocated on your behalf by covering news and events affecting the African-American community. Check us out at the Hushmo Black Forum, www.blogtalkradio.com.